You guessed it, massive rain and hail. Many of us across this great country were hearing that. Mother Nature, she can be wicked, and sometimes we need her, though, right? And we needed some of the wet stuff in the Southwest and in parts of the West and the Midwest. They were worried about tornadoes again. But even in the South, there was a concern about that. Tornadoes hit Colorado and Minnesota. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So we begin with the weather note. Tornado is like a curse word in this country, isn't it? Because it's people are afraid, and we see what the destruction is. These scattered storms brought these pretty wild tornadoes, the damaging high winds, the three tornadoes that hit Minnesota, one hit near St. James. A storm chaser said it was a couple of hundred yards wide, but it wasn't fully condensed. No one was hurt. There wasn't any structural damage, so that was good. Two hit in Colorado. And then there was possibility of other tornadoes in Minnesota, central Iowa, even into Thursday night. In Dallas County in Texas, they saw an hour-long tornado warning in the afternoon, the system moving through, bringing winds of 70 miles an hour. People at SMU, not too far from our satellite facility, were told to shelter where they were. There was a flash flood warning for several hours. There were five boys that were rescued from a creek after the water sucked them in. They were clinging to whatever they could find on the shore, so thank goodness they survived that. Massive wind damage, lots of debris flying and transformers popping. Glass shattered in some people's homes. So it was pretty bad stuff. And even in South Dakota, I know some of you are listening to us in the Dakotas. In South Dakota near Harrisburg, they were pelted by quarter-size hail, and they had winds that were up to like 50 miles an hour. On Friday, strong storms are predicted for Arkansas to Indiana, rain in the Midwest. So this weather could affect about 15 million people or so, and they cringe when they hear this in Alabama and Pensacola, Florida, because they just went through this. They might get 3 inches of rain. They've been dealing with heavy rain so much, the risk is high in that area for flash flooding, and there's been a watch that's already issued. So interesting that so many places craving the water and desperately need it, also it counteracts with some of the places that don't need that weather system, because they've already gotten a ton of rain. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to introduce you to a guy that, Dr. Tannenbaum, who I think you'll find riveting. Riveting in the sense that when we look at where the country's going economically, you look at housing. Are more people building houses? Are the builders getting to work? Are you seeing that? If you are, you know that things are starting to rebound a little bit. So he was a full-on doctor surgeon who had just a side little passion of real estate, trying to save his money and invest in some places, and it really exploded for him. So he knows the housing sector, and we talk about that, and we kibitz a bit about careers and how careers sometimes take a different turn. This is a huge story, and it really should be a huge story because I don't get this. So Hillary Clinton is now being pelted with lots of accusations about ridiculous hypocrisy for not designating Boko Haram a terrorist group. When she was running the State Department, she didn't do that. In fact, they weren't even tagged as a terror organization until November of last year. They're responsible for the kidnapping of 300 schoolgirls in Nigeria. The Clinton State Department resisted the calls from the Justice Department, the CIA, the FBI, some of their own, some of the White House, to not do that, to not do it. In fact, the Daily Beast was all over this. They had a piece about the back and forth in the State Department under Hillary Clinton when she was secretary, and that's going to be a huge issue in Clinton's tenure in the State Department, you know, what happened there if she runs for president in 2016. So the one thing that that could hurt her is now this. What happened when she was in the State Department? The record on international terrorism. And her thing is protecting girls and women and conflict, and now to not do that. So why did that not happen in her State Department? And there's actually a lot of quotes from unnamed former officials who say the one thing she could have done, the one tool she had at her disposal, she didn't use, and nobody can say she wasn't urged to do it. It's just gross hypocrisy, because they were pushing her to do it so they could go after Boko Haram. They could go after the people connected to it. And now, a couple years later, look what happens. You have all these kidnapped girls. This is worth a discussion. You cannot say one thing and then do another. If it's definitely on the record, you know, we live in that world. Is Boko Haram a threat to the U.S.? It certainly could be. But questioning how it was handled is fair game if that's on the watch. If that's when, she was at the State Department, which she was, I think it has nothing to do with politics. I think it's fair game to question it. Now, the problem is the whole designated terror organization deal, that it didn't happen. And Clinton says that they had to have more intelligence, and they didn't have that kind of intelligence then. I think there's something to this, that's why it wasn't designated, because they didn't have that intel. So does Boko Haram pose a threat to the U.S. in any way? Is this a threat to us? I think because they want to destroy Western culture, that's a threat right there. But actually coming on the shores, I suppose they could. But the kidnappings are the focus right now. And the kidnappings have brought Boko Haram international attention, the kind that I don't think they want. I don't think that's what they want. And for goodness sake, at stake here is the lives of all these girls that are being sold into slavery. So there are consequences here. That's the key thing. And if this had been designated, would it have made a difference? Technically, would they have been able to cut off the head of the snake and get to this group? And the answer is they may be. Maybe that could have happened. All right, stay with us next. We're going to have a lot of fun with Dr. Tannenbaum. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know, they say, so goes the housing market, so goes the economy. So we want to know, this is a big economic factor, is the real estate housing market rebounding? We go to New York here on America Night to catch up with Dr. Jeff Tannenbaum, who knows such things as he's part of Halsted Property. He, for a long time, was at another giant real estate firm where he was one of the highest grossing producers at the company. So he knows all about the deals with the co-ops and the condos and all that kind of stuff. And also, you heard me say doctor, so professional medical spaces as well. Hey, Dr. Jeff, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So here's the umbrella question that I just asked. In your opinion, is the real estate housing market rebounding?
I think that we're going to see the market get stronger as the months ensue and the months progress. I think that we had the numbers indicating in March show that we had a decline in the number of closed sales. You have to remember we came off a terrible winter. Buyers did not come out, so anything that we're really seeing after January, February, March, let's say closing maybe April or May, will be predicated on those numbers. I think that we're getting more inventory. When you have a low inventory, prices are sky high. Buyers are afraid. They throw their hands up. I can't get into this market. I can't afford it. With more inventory, prices are settling down. Also, we're not as hot as we were back in September. So I do think with the prices cooling, the inventory that I'll see increasing, we will get a stronger market. And if we call that a rebound, well, then in that case, I do think the market will be rebounding. Mortgage rates, from all the indicators I've had, as friends of mine who are mortgage brokers, strong brokers, say that rates are probably going to stay the same, maybe a drop higher toward December.
Do you find that is it commercial is different from, let's say, the condos and personal property and whatnot? Are they always on par, or are they different? I mean, sometimes it's commercial down, and you see that personal property is up, the sales of condos and those co-ops I mentioned.
When we talk about commercial, many of the spaces we find are rental. And there's not as much rental units as there were. So the inventory in commercial as well is lower. But more importantly, residential and commercial do not have to be on the same level or same par. Residential properties, whether they be condo, co-op, or townhouse, works. The inventory was so low, I could practically memorize the number of two bedrooms on the Upper East Side. That's how low they were, to tell you the truth. So, and that number hasn't been changing. It's getting a little better as we get into spring. Spring is a good, solid season for sales. People are listing their properties. I'm getting a lot of calls to talk about bringing property to market. But, yeah, I would say both segments have had low inventory, and ultimately when you have low inventory, what really happens is you have to make a deal and you have to make a decision quick. You can't say you're testing the water. You can't say, I have a year, because we don't know in a year what's really going to happen, and we know that if you see something you like, you need to grab it now.
Yeah, boy, there you go. Hey, we'd be remiss not to talk about this. I love your story. So, as I said, Dr. Jeff, he had a huge medical practice in Houston, Texas. You're a trained surgeon, but along the way, you're investing in real estate, so obviously that became a passion. Did you just make the full-on transition from being a doctor to going into real estate?
Well, I tell you, funny enough, I started to buy condos that needed a lot of work, living in Houston but buying in New York. I started out with one, and I put about $8,000 in. I have good hands. I would stain the floor, paint the unit, furnished to a hilt. I had stainless steel, plates, napkins, you name it, vases, flowers, furniture. I sold everything furnished, and I made between $100 and $250 in profit in under 4 months when I listed the property. That's how hot the market was in 2001 to 2005.
Mm.
By my 11th unit, my wife said, "Do you want to sell out and move back to New York?" And I said, yes. I fell in love with real estate. Got bitten by the real estate bug and moved up the ladder from different companies in New York. And now I adore Halsted. And fortunately, I'm very prolific and do very well. I have the two niches, the medical from my medical background and the residential, 500 to 10 million. It's worked out beautifully, and I think people in life can do more than one thing, and that's what I've enjoyed, the opportunity to have one life and now have another.
Boy, I agree with you. So if somebody goes and looks at property with you, do they get the added advantage of, hey, doc, listen, I've got a sore throat, I got a problem here, can you tell me what to do? I don't trust my own doctor, they're telling me one thing. I bet you are the most popular man at parties, because you can talk about real estate and medical problems.
Absolutely. I'm not sure. I'm the most popular one in my own office. I have so many people who come to me with so many aches and pains. I should open a clinic in the office. You know, it's funny. But, and I still have my license, so I keep everything, keep it going just in case. We have a God forbid 2007 when Lehman Brothers crashed, or 2008. But right now the market really is doing well. Manhattan is insulated because the Northeast leads always in the numbers, you know, versus other parts of the country. But ultimately, I do think we're going to find that buyers, they may not go after single-family homes in certain parts of the country. They may determine a condo is better, less maintenance, cheaper price. But everyone ultimately looks toward buying their own home. The tax breaks are substantial, which bolster your net income no matter what job you have. I think that we're going to find a rebound in the market, and I think that this will be hopefully trickling down to all parts of the country where people will be able to afford homes and go after them. Mortgage rates are a little higher, not terrible. There's ways of getting into the market and making a good purchase.
Yeah, would you tell people, because you did it, and obviously you were also good at the hands-on thing, is investing in property, is that a good way to go if you have passion and interest in it?
It's an excellent way to go, but for those investors or those who want to be investors, They must have a good working knowledge of the market, and they must watch the market like they would watch the stock market. In other words, you have to know when it's time to get in, and you have to be able to identify a seller who is truly serious about selling, not listing it for to see what they can get, but they need the money. They need to cash out. You can identify sellers who need to cash out with a very strong broker, let's say myself. I can get in there with a price, and we go at a low price. We put a few dollars in to make it look the way it should. We put it back on the market, and it will sell for much more money.
There you go.
The big thing is identifying that serious seller who really wants to get out of that property, because maybe they invested in it, and now they need money for something else. It's not their primary residence. There are ways of knowing this unit is with a seller who really is anxious to sell. This guy can hold out. The one who's anxious is the one you go after as an investor. There are always good investments, I don't care, at any time in the market, at any price point.
Yeah. So I have a third career for you. You're obviously were there in Houston, and you're a New Yorker. You go back to New York, you and your wife. Why don't you give your wife an extra duty and open a barbecue joint? They don't have any good ones in the Northeast.
Well, I could, if they were giving me a piece of the action, I could push Blue Smoke, which happens to be a great barbecue, or Dinosaur Barbecue in Harlem, which is really good in New York. I'd love to bring a good Tex-Mex place out here. That, to me, would be the best.
Yeah, there isn't, you know.
We have some, go ahead.
There isn't, you're right, I grew up in the Northeast. There isn't great, there isn't good Tex-Mex. You don't really even have great, great, I think, Mexican food necessarily either.
That's what I'm finding. You know, there is some, I'm sure, some wonderful Mexican food, and I've actually been to some very upscale Mexican restaurants, but I want some down and dirty Tex-Mex, you know what I'm trying to say? And we just don't have that up here, and I'd love to find someone who could do that. But that's my, like you said, that's my third career, opening a restaurant. Can you imagine?
Start with the tamale cart and see if anybody, walk around Times Square. You know, walk around Times Square. Does anyone know a tamale here?
You know what? There was a lady on 95th and Broadway with a little card. I swear to you yesterday, because I love tamales, trust me. And I love that hot sauce. And she actually made homemade tamales, and she was selling $4 or something. They were out of this world. It is so funny she mentioned it. So,
wow,
I'll
that's
give her
unique.
A plug. It's 95th and Broadway. Go for it.
All right, 95th and Broadway. So instead of the hot dog, the dried up hot dog you're getting on the street corner from the vendor, go up there, as Dr. Jeff says. What a delight to have you on the show, Dr. Jeff Tannenbaum. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
Pleasure. You have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for having me. Appreciate
you,
it.
You too, Dr. Jeff. Bye-bye.
Be well.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Into the numbers. Boy, oh boy. I'll tell you what, there were millions of dollars that some say were just thrown up into the air thanks to a sponsorship that involved NASCAR and recruiting for the National Guard. I'll just give you the round number. The National Guard is being looked at for spending $26.5 million on a sponsorship back in 2012 that didn't result in any new soldiers. What the information that was gathered up by the USA Today shows is that 24,000-plus recruits actually had interest in the Guard in 2012. All said NASCAR sponsorship first piqued their interest. Only 20 were qualified to join the service in the group, and none of them, zero, zippo, decided to join. So, because the demographic they're searching for is 18 to 35, as far as the Guard is concerned, it wasn't a bad idea to go to NASCAR. That makes up about a third of NASCAR's fans. But it wasn't enough, apparently. Or at least it certainly doesn't look that way. You know, in February, the Guard was under a huge microscope for a bonus program that paid more than 800 soldiers up to $100 million. In fraudulent money. So there's been some problems in the past, and that only makes more eyes to be to look at what's going on, to figure out where the dollars are being spent and how come they're not getting any recruits from that. Florida Democrat Charlie Crist is exploring a possible trip to Cuba. Boy, it's funny that we're talking about Cuban trips. When before, as you know, it was so taboo. But here's what the deal is with Crist. The Florida Democrat is doing this as part of a campaign to win the governorship. He says it's a move that would be bold, but detractors say would be a betrayal of Miami's Cuban exile population, of which there is massive amounts of people. Crist surprised some people back in February during an HBO interview with a political commentator and a satirist, Bill Maher, when he said he favored ending Washington's 52-year-old trade embargo against Cuba. Specifically, he said the embargo has been going on for, 50 years, and I don't think it's worked. It's obvious to me we need to move forward and get the embargo taken away. Because of what Castro did to so many people and how they had to get across from Cuba to Miami to Florida, this is a very sensitive subject with Cubans. Recent polls show steadily weakened support for hardline U.S.-Cuba policy, though, as an Atlantic Council poll in February showed a strong majority of Americans support normalizing relations with Cuba. Cuban Americans have been visiting the island in record numbers after the Obama administration lifted travel restrictions for exile family visits in 2009. All I can think of in my head is Ilian Gonzalez, and what an incredibly divisive story that became, and what that little boy symbolized. And now what's happened since then. Castro's good, or was good, before the cameras to show that, oh no, this is a great place and here's what we're doing. And lo and behold, when you find out from people behind the scenes, it's certainly nothing of the sort, but it's part of the show that they demand. NFL draft happened on Thursday, and it would eat up all our time if I went through all the moves, but I'm going to tell you who was chosen first. Number one, that's a big number, 2014 draft. Jadeveon Clowney was taken first overall. The defensive end, offensive linebacker from South Carolina, goes to the Houston Texans. The Rams got Greg Robinson, an offensive tackle from Auburn. The Jags took the first quarterback in the draft, Blake Bortles, from the University of Central Florida. The Bills picked up a pick and did a trade, a move. They get Sammy Watkins, the wide receiver out of Clemson. And here's the last one I'll tell you about. Johnny Manziel, who some thought might go first, ended up being 22nd. And Cleveland picked up Johnny Manziel at that number in the draft. Right, to be drafted by any NFL team and then to think about those training camps has to be beyond exciting for these guys that are moving from college to the pros now. It'll be all exciting until they come out of those 2-a-days when they start to practice in training camp. What it's actually like is really, really tough. We move from the NFL to these 3D printed guns. A man has been arrested for possession of 3D printed guns, and this is from Japan's NHK news service. Japanese police apprehended a 27-year-old after he posted video of his gun online. Not the smartest thing to do. The culprit, Yoshimoto Emiro, works at a college outside of Tokyo. Investigators found 5 guns, but only 2 appeared to be functioning. No bullets were recovered. They can't be printed. The man reportedly said he thought what he was doing was legal. He says he didn't know. In the U.S., some local governments have moved to regulate 3D printed guns. Philly last year became the first city to ban 3D printing because of the fear of what some of the police would confront and what was happening there, how many people were going to try and do it. And that would be rough, because then you get into that situation of if somebody draws something not knowing that it's that, and it's a nightmare. The guns themselves, looking at them, boy, it's pretty incredible, the technology. They look like any other gun. Any other gun. Speaking of technology, this is almost one of those questions that you could say, is this really, is this really something you want to see? But CBS does a show called 48 Hours. It airs on the weekend. They're going to air parts of a voicemail recorded during the last minutes of a young woman who was dying when she was murdered. The victim's mother says she wished the show wouldn't air that. It happens this Saturday, and what it is the murder of a Weight Watchers executive, Daniel Thomas, by her live-in boyfriend, lawyer Jason Bond, in New York. During Bond's trial, it was revealed that Thomas's phone recorded a four-minute message that included her screams and pleas for her life. At one point, she said, "I love you," and there are 7 seconds of silence except for a barking dog, the possible moment when she was strangled. The recording was played during his trial earlier this year, but because the court proceedings weren't televised, it hasn't been heard publicly outside the courtroom. CBS requested a copy through the Freedom of Information Act because its contents were crucial to the jury's deliberations and were used by the defense and prosecution. And the senior executive producer of 48 Hours said, "We don't use an enormous amount of it, less than some of the people who put the whole text out. And even though the mother doesn't want it aired, they're going to air it." Jane Thomas Bright, Thomas's mother and a special education teacher in Kentucky, said she made it a point to leave the courtroom when the recording was being played during the trial. So she was interviewed by 48 Hours for the story, but she said she didn't want to hear it on TV either. She said, you know, she begged them not to use it, but the trial was complete. It was a public record, and the rest is history. It's a very creepy, sad story, what happened here. Bond's defense team tried to argue he was mentally ill because he had been abandoned by his mother as a child. The prosecution says that didn't excuse the murder, of course. And the story itself has a lot of crazy, crazy, sad, sad twists. You just really feel for the family, and the situation is absolutely awful. All right, one last one for you. By the numbers, two people are accused of tossing things at the White House. The Secret Service says they've been charged. One man is accused of throwing what's believed to be a cassette tape over the fence on the north side. Police questioned the man. He complained of a medical condition and was brought to a hospital, but he'll get transferred to a local police station. Another man threw papers over the fence on the south lawn. Both were charged with throwing objects or other missiles. That's what they call it. The scare comes just 2 days after another White House lockdown that was triggered when a car followed the motorcade bringing President Obama's daughters home through the gates. Police charged the driver with unlawful entry. It is a misdemeanor, by the way. So how about that? What is going on? Stay with us. Next, we're going to lighten the load as we take you to the movies for our cheap movie review.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
It's time to go to the movies, and nothing makes me happier than coming across what could be a pretty funny comedy. The problem is when you watch all the funny lines from said comedy, you may be seeing the only funny parts in it, and it's hard to judge that. I like the actors in this comedy. Seth Rogen, I think, is funny. He's been in a ton of funny movies. Zac Efron redeems himself here. He can be clever as the pretty boy, funny guy, Rose Byrne. And there's a whole bunch of other people that you'll recognize. And who cannot relate to having problems with the neighbors? Check out Neighbors.
Look over here, sweetie. Smile.
We're making a Stella calendar.
Smile, Heisenberg. She's eating a lot of that blue stuff. What is that?
It's a Gatorade.
Okay, good.
You guys have to come out. I haven't seen you in forever.
I really need to get out of the house.
We can have fun here. This is delightful. You should get one of these above our bed. Look, new neighbors.
Oh.
What do we got?
Is that a fraternity? We have to go over there. We've got to be cool.
And we say, by the way, keep it down.
Well, we won't say it like that. Just like, keep it down.
What are you doing with this?
Keep it down.
Just don't. Like? We've overworked it. Just wanted to say welcome to the
home. You're welcome.
Also, if you could maybe just
keep it down.
Anyway,
make sure if we're too noisy, call me first. Don't call the cops.
Okay.
I'll go tell them to.
Yeah. Are you ready for a show?
Call the cops.
Animal seems so lame.
Do it anonymously.
It's a good idea. They do our dirty work for us.
Oh no, you sold us out.
You called about your neighbors?
No.
We have call ID. The cops. Everybody has call ID.
You guys just woke a sleeping giant. Welcome to the darkness, bitches.
I think a frat broke into the car and stole all the airbags.
So weird.
Why would they just break in and steal the airbags?
I don't know. We should follow police.
Delta Psi has the upper hand.
Come get some.
We're throwing a Robert De Niro party. Should be pretty loud.
You called the cops. You violated the circle of trust, Parker.
Just what? Go.
You're upsetting Jinxie Cat.
This is our home.
It's our home.
I have a hard time hanging onto our balls. They're so big.
I'm a mama bear.
Claws are out.
Yeah!
I have a darkness inside of me, and you will see it.
Dude, we missed the airbag.
What do you got there, sweetie? You got a balloon?
That's not a balloon!
Oh, Jesus!
Her mouth is going to be a little bit numb from the lubricant. Other than that, you guys are free to go. Do you guys want the condom to take with you? I don't know if you still want to use it.
All right, so you get the idea. Neighbors, they think they've moved into a great neighborhood, and then a giant fraternity lives next door, and there's you get into problems. If you call the cops on your neighbors, boy, oh, boy, you know what that's like. I can't tell you the story that I've heard from people about neighbors. I feel fortunate I have really good neighbors, but it's rolling the dice, peeps. You know that. You are rolling the dice. So I like the premise. It's funny, but I think this would still be worthy of just a couple of bucks, not 11. No offense to Seth Rogen, who I think is very funny. I would wait and see this when it comes out on video or streaming, as we like to call it these days. So just wait. Next one, kind of a different premise too, the same thing. Mom's Night Out. Check it out.
Mom, Ben's playing in the toilet again. Surprise, we made you eggs. What? Sugar.
Oh no, no, no. He's going to put that in his mouth and become one of the 400 estimated people that die from acute salmonella. Do not put that finger in your...
Well, you're having a rough morning.
Tell me it's all going to be okay.
It's all going to be okay. Just give it 5 years. Year seven or five.
You have to choose to do something for yourself.
I planned this mom's night thing for Saturday.
You planned a mom's night?
Yes, sister. What's the worst thing that can happen?
They could get maimed. I could lose both children.
It's getting hot in here.
Wow, you look amazing.
Ladies, tonight is our night, and we look good.
I cannot find a reservation.
I just want to sit down with my friends without three little people clawing all over me.
You're getting a little angry, and it's doing something ugly to your face.
Joey, you're supposed to be watching our baby. Who has him?
Phones.
He's at the tattoo parlor.
Who would bring a baby to a tattoo parlor? That's dumb.
I know.
That is real dumb.
Okay, so here's the plan. We take them inside, get their hands stamped, and they can't get out. Like Shawshank Redemption.
Boats, my baby.
I called Caprice, and Caprice said she'd take him.
Where's the van?
Oh, I had tonight playing out differently in my mind.
We got a baby to find.
Hank, where's the baby?
I don't know. Allie, it's me. Just wanted to let you know that everything's going great here. We're all good. We're going to take a little trip to the hospital.
Life is about finding the meaning and the joy and the purpose in all the chaos.
Hon, your job.
It's hard, I know.
Important. That's what I was going to say.
The worst night ever. I honestly don't know how it could get any worse.
Stand down!
How dare you? My husband is past
it. They just came in here and started...
That was an accident.
All right, so you get it. A bunch of ladies go out, get into trouble. It's not so easy to navigate in a world that you have no familiarity with because you're busy with your families and you're just not getting the whole full effect of being out in a place you're not comfortable, I suppose. In one sense, it's like that. And this is a familiar theme, like I said before. Could find an audience, but probably this is also a streaming thing. Now, we're going to take a twist in a much different direction, from Mom's Night Out to Devil's Knot.
Where's the boy?
He went out riding bikes with Michael, but I told him he better be home by 4:30.
I don't see the boy nowhere.
We are doing everything we can.
My son is 8 years old.
We have 3 boys missing from Holiday Garden. It's a very delicate situation. I'm in the woods by that little creek they call Devil's Den. I found something. Damien Eccles, Jason Baldwin, and Jesse Miss Kelly will be charged in the murders of the 3 boys we found last month in Robin Hood Woods.
Apparently, some residents suspect a satanic cult is responsible.
They look like freaks. You don't look like that when you're like a normal person.
My name's Ron Lax. I'm an investigator.
This crime is unthinkable. What if they did it?
And what if they didn't? Did you kill any of those 3 boys?
No.
Anytime anything weird happens around here, people blame it on devil worshippers.
Did you ever find any evidence or anything to link these murders to Damien?
Why a sentence should not be imposed?
Because I'm innocent.
There was blood on the knife.
They will do anything to get people to say what they want to hear.
Killing 3 8-year-olds would make you feel good.
Whoever did it must have.
Satanism is out there.
The police, the judge, everybody. This is all just some sort of game to them.
Whatever it takes. Might be able to prove the cops never really tried to find out who did it.
Would you want 3 more families to lose their children to?
I don't know anymore.
All right, so Devil's Knot, the thing with kids and the freaky music. I don't know about this one. Colin Firth is in it, Reese Witherspoon, Stephen Moyer, Amy Ryan, so a bunch of famous people. It's 1 hour, 54 minutes. It's a long movie. It's not even rated yet at this point, but they're slanting toward R and trying to pull them back into PG-13. Mom's Night Out is PG. It's 1 hour, 36 minutes. And then the one that's really being pumped up that we played in the beginning, it's R Neighbors, 1 hour and 36 minutes. So you figure with the previews and by the time you get there, you know what? I'm saying for the batch of them, they might be decent. I think 2 of them could be funny. Wait till they come out in streaming, right? Wait till they come out in streaming. Catch up with some of the other stuff, like Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man was terrific. I saw that last week. I would recommend that to anyone. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.